The contrast between Sitka Community Hospital and Quorum Health Resources couldn't be more clear. QHR is the 12th largest healthcare management consulting firm in the U.S., with over 200 hospitals on its client roster. Sitka Community has 27 beds, 15 of them are licensed for long-term care, and it has a budget of about $17 million. Signing up QHR, says Hospital Board President Jeff Johnston, gives Sitka Community resources and buying power in the national healthcare marketplace.
We're really looking long-term to get the financial footings squared away, to get new physicians on board, to make sure all of our billing procedures and that have take advantage of the latest changes in any Medicare rules or any reimbursement insurance rules. And that's where we see the biggest benefit, in the purchasing arena and in the billing and recovery area.
The contract is worth $300,000 a year for the next 5 years, with an adjustment for inflation and a cancellation clause after 3 years for either party. Johnston says that because Sitka Community is a critical access hospital, Medicare will reimburse 40% of the consulting contract. QHR will also conduct a national search for a CEO, saving another $40,000 to $50,000, and use its purchasing horsepower to acquire a new CT scanner for the hospital at an estimated savings of $100,000. Johnston says this rubber-meets-the-road approach of QHR appealed to the Sitka board.
They're coming in asking us what our strategic priorities are, what areas do we see that we need the most help with, and not just coming in as consultants, but coming in to do it. They'll sit down with our people and help them put the system in place that they need so that we can, reap the benefits of it as quickly as possible.
The for-profit company has run Juneau's Bartlett Hospital for the past 24 years. But unlike Bartlett, the Sitka Hospital Board will retain strategic control over the hospital and manage its day-to-day operations. The hospital's senior management team will remain employees of the Sitka Hospital Board, and the hospital will keep its books, payroll, and balance sheet as always. Sitka settled on QHR after exploring possible relationships with Providence and Peace Health, which both operate hospitals in the Northwest and in Alaska. QHR's Vice President of Business Development, Bruce Garlinghouse, says the proximity of its Juneau operation made Sitka a possible client, but it was really a series of site visits last fall that convinced him that Sitka had potential.
It really kicked the tires, learn more about the organization. We took a look at a number of data. We interviewed all board members, a number of the medical staff members, as well as department managers. So we were trying to determine at that time whether or not there was a good fit between our organization and, in fact, could we be of assistance and could we provide some, in essence, some return on investment from a dollar perspective back into the organization based on the cost of our services.
Garlinghouse says Sitka faces the same challenges as many other small hospitals, not the least of which is leadership, though he's complimentary of the work done by senior management since the departure of the hospital's CEO last summer. QHR will handle the search for a new CEO. Whoever that person is will be a Sitka Hospital employee, but have the support of QHR's management team. Garlinghouse thinks this will be advantageous in the one way Sitka is different than other small hospitals. Just across the channel is the hospital and campus of the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium.
We would certainly invite search to the table in terms of taking a look at opportunities where both organizations might be able to work together in the future.
The five-year management services contract with QHR was executed independently by the hospital board and does not require assembly approval. Nancy Cavanaugh is the assembly liaison to the board. She followed the quorum negotiations closely and believes the hospital is headed in the right direction.
Yeah, it was an unusual situation and really needing to have some expertise from the outside. Running small hospitals is not what it used to be, and I think we're not the only small hospital. In fact, I know we're not the only small hospital struggling to keep head above the water, so to speak.
Cavanaugh is comfortable with the hospital board's decision to give QHR a try, saying that past assemblies have always been concerned that the hospital break even, which it was struggling to do. Kavanaugh says, "I'm not sure the community fully understands just how in jeopardy our little hospital was." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.